The Transfiguration. Because of all that Jesus does, the people are moved to try and make him their king and rid themselves of the tyranny of the Roman Empire. Jesus frustrates those who would make him king by telling them he is not the political redeemer they are looking for, but the bread of life sent by the Father. John states in chapter 6, verse 60, that after hearing Jesus' words, many disciples remarked, "This sort of talk is hard to endure. How can anyone take it seriously?" Many of Jesus' followers turned back and would not go with him anymore. So Jesus asked the 12 that he chose if they would leave him too. And Peter reaffirms their commitment, saying, "We believe and know that you are the Holy One who has come from God." Jesus tells them that even though he chose the 12 of them, he knew that one of them was a devil who would betray him. He was speaking of Judas Iscariot. Jesus devotes the rest of his ministry teaching the 12 disciples he chose. Author's note: while Jesus was with them, the Gospel calls them disciples because they are still learning from him. After Jesus' resurrection, the Gospels and Scripture calls them apostles. Jesus takes 3 disciples, Peter, John, and James, up to a mountain to pray. While they are there, the appearance of the face of Jesus changes and his clothes become dazzling white. There appears with him Moses and Elijah, talking about the events that are about to take place in Jerusalem concerning Jesus' death. The disciples are amazed, and as they are discussing what they see, a cloud appears and they are afraid as it comes over them. A voice from the cloud says, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." The disciples are so terrified when they hear the voice, they throw themselves face down on the ground. Jesus comes up to them and touches them, saying, "Don't be afraid." So they look up and see no one there but Jesus. Jesus tells the disciples not to say anything to anyone about this until the Son of Man has risen from death. The disciples obey Jesus' order, and they ask why the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first before the Messiah. Jesus answered, "Elijah has already come and people did not recognize him, but they put him to death. In the same way they will also mistreat the Son of Man." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. Mark tells how Herod beheaded John the Baptist in chapter 6, verse 14. Can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 13, also in Mark 9:2 and Luke 9:28.